Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
A scandal is now surrounding the Democrat running for governor of New Jersey, Mikey Sherrill. She did not walk with her class at graduation from the Naval Academy because she was involved and caught up in a cheating scandal at the Naval Academy when she was graduating in 1994. So as I tweeted out earlier, we know that she cheated by failing to report her all the money she made in her stock trades, millions of dollars, and she was fined for not doing so. So was she also a cheater in college? I think the people of New Jersey deserve to know, so she should release those records and let everybody know. This comes on the heels of this new Emerson poll that shows that Jack Cittarelli, the race is tied with Mikey Sherrill. And that means that Jack is up because the poll skewed 14 plus for Democrats. He's winning this race. He's going to be the next governor, and he's going to be on this show tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. So tune into that. All right. Great stuff. I'm happy. I mean, it's really all the signs are positive. Not going to get overly excited because it got some time to go. But I would just say this: early voting is happening right now. Get out there and vote. Do it. And I think Charlie Kirk's assassination is motivating people like never before. I think the Democrats with their crazy rhetoric is motivating people like never before. I think Jack's going to win this race. All right, let's go back to the president of the Oval Office taking some questions. It's not much more on this, but I thought you'd like to hear. He gets into some other topics, including the crazy Democrats like Jasmine Crockett, some of their rhetoric. Let's take a listen.
To Virginia.
He's inviting the generals and admirals to Virginia for a big meeting.
Well, I know. I love it. I mean, I think it's great. Let him be friendly with the generals and admirals from all over the world. Why is there something? No, but is there something wrong with
it? What is it about? Will you be there personally as well?
Well, I'll be there if they want me, but why is that such a big deal? I mean, he's the fact that we're getting along with the generals and admirals from all. I'm the president of peace. It's good to get along. It's good. You act like this is a bad thing. Isn't it nice that people are coming from all over the world to be with us?
It's not particularly unusual that generals who report to the Secretary of War and then to the President of the United States are coming to speak with the Secretary of War. It's actually not unusual at all, and I think it's odd that you guys have made it into such a big story.
Is it a big story?
I don't think it is, sir.
I would think it's... No, but isn't it a good story? I mean, you know, we're respected from all over the world as a military force. You know, I rebuilt the military during my first term, even though we gave a chunk of it away to Afghanistan. But we're talking Afghanistan, too, by the way, about Bagram and about that. But that's a very small amount compared to what we rebuilt it by. But I rebuilt the military, and... We're very respected. We have the strongest military anywhere in the world, without question. We have the greatest equipment in the world. We're selling the equipment to other countries. And a lot of generals want to be here, and they want to look at the... They're also going to be touring equipment sites. They're going to be talking about the newest weapons, et cetera, et cetera. But I think it's great when generals and top people want to come to the United States to be with our now-called Secretary of War. Does everybody like the name? I do.
Yeah, you said something interesting this week about Ukraine, that you thought Ukraine could get back all the territory that Russia had taken.
Yeah, they have a shot at it.
What prompted you to change your thoughts on that?
Well, because I've been watching the way Russia's and what Russia's been doing. I'm very dissatisfied with what Russia's doing and what President Putin is doing. I haven't liked it at all. He's killing people for no reason whatsoever. And they are doing very poorly, considering they have put it all out on the line. Their economy is going to hell. They're bombing the hell out of everything, and they're picking up a very little territory, if any. In fact, they're losing some territory. So I think it's been very bad for the reputation of Russia. This war should have been over. If this were our war, we would have had it over in 1 week. And they're getting into fourth year, Jeff. They're getting into the fourth year now. 4 year of fighting, and you see what they've taken. Now, the last month, they've taken very little, and you've been reporting on all the bombing, all the drones all over the place, 900 drones coming into certain areas like Kiev and one night. And with all of that work, they've taken over very little. So... now, I'm very disappointed in President Putin. I thought I saw 7 wars. In fact, we have a great leader coming. We have the Prime Minister of Pakistan coming, and the Field Marshal. Pakistan Field Marshal is a very great guy, and so is the Prime Minister, both. And they're coming, and they may be in this room right now. I don't know, because we're late. And I said maybe they'd like to join the... They actually may be somewhere in the beautiful Oval Office. Yeah, please, behind you.
Quickly on Gaza, did you promise leaders this week that you would not allow Israel to annex the West Bank? Is that something that you said?
I will not allow Israel to annex the West Bank. No, I will not allow it. It's not going to happen.
Did you speak with Netanyahu about this?
Yeah, but I'm not going to allow it. Whether I spoke to him or not, I did. But I'm not allowing Israel to annex the West Bank. There's been enough. It's time to stop now, okay? Yeah, please.
Jasmine Crockett recently.
Jasmine Crockett. Remember what I said? Is she a relation to the late great Davy Crockett? I don't think so. Jasmine Crockett, let me tell you, before you even ask, she's a very low IQ person. I mean, if we ever had to pass an aptitude test, that's the one should take one, because she shouldn't even be in the crowd. So I have no idea what you're going to, but I don't think we should waste our time. This is a low IQ person who I can't even believe is a congressperson, between her and Ilhan Omar and the group. You know, I met the head of Somalia. Did you know that? And I suggested that maybe he'd like to take her back. And he said, I don't want her. Okay, what else? Go ahead. Let's hear what Crockett said.
She compared ICE raids to slave patrol. I want to ask you.
To slave patrol.
I want to ask you if you think there should be consequences for members of Congress who make these types of comparisons or use these types of language.
Well, I think she's gone over the line, and I think a lot of the people. Look, the Democrats have become radical left lunatics. They have policies that nobody's going to buy. And, you know, I see what's going on in New York. We're going to have perhaps a communist mayor, because it's split up. You know, if the people would get together and have one candidate, they'd have, a pretty good chance. But looks like maybe they're not going to do that. But we're going to end up with a communist mayor. It's not even believable, my beautiful New York. When I left New York to become president, it was a great place. But it was the beginning of bad things, because we had de Blasio had just started as mayor. And I said, this guy's a real nut job. Went to Harvard to teach management. Can you believe it? He went to Harvard to teach city management, along with the mayor of Chicago, who went to Harvard to teach. The two of them are teaching how to manage a city into manage it into hell is what they do. But that was the beginning. And now we're going to go a step further. Now we're going with the communists. Can I be honest? I think it's the greatest thing to ever happen to the Republican Party. I really do. I think if a communist takes over New York City, I think that's a gift to the Republican Party. It's sad for New York, but it's a gift. And New York will recover because, you know, sometimes you need a shock like that to straighten you out. But it's politically, it's probably a very good thing.
Mr. President, you asked about immigration, crime, and the World Cup, actually.
So
You have a number of cities that are pushing back against your immigration deportation move, as well as your crime initiatives. Some of those cities...
I don't think they're very much pushing back.
But some of those cities have World Cup games. Yeah. Seattle, San Francisco.
They're going to be very secure.
Could those games move if they don't cooperate with your crime?
Well, that's an interesting one, I guess. But we're going to make sure they're safe. They're run by radical left lunatics and that don't know what they're doing. Look at Washington, D.C. I just got numbers. There's like no crime in Washington, D.C. You, Jeff, will not be mugged walking down the street. You can walk down the street with your family. You can walk down your street with your wife, your daughter, your son, and you're not going to be. We took out 1,700 career criminals that we're not allowing back. And we have this city in great shape. You know, there was a time when every single, not long ago, when every single week you'd have at least one murder. And look what's happening with Washington. It's safe. I went to dinner in Washington just to prove a point. I gave a press conference in the middle of a street. I wouldn't say Secret Service was thrilled, but I did it. And here I am. Look, Washington, D.C. is such a great example of what can be done. We did it in 12 days. We made it very safe in 12 days, and now it's much safer than that. One other thing, I drove around Washington over the weekend, and I said, look at the difference. The grass looked great. Everything looked great. You know, we had a lot of our National Guard, and we didn't ask them to do it. They did it themselves. They're proud. They're great. And they were picking up paper. They were cleaning. The place looked really beautiful. So we have a great Washington, D.C. We, as you probably know, we're going into Memphis, and we're going into some other cities, and very soon we're going to go into Chicago. It will be safe for the World Cup. If I think it isn't safe, we'll move it into a different city. Absolutely. We'll take the World Cup. If I think it's not, it's actually a very fair question. If I think it's not safe, we're going to move it out of that city. If, like, the governor of Illinois, who is, you know, look, last week, between last week and the week before, 11 murders, and 38 people were shot. Then he gets up and says, this is a very safe. And then he says crime is better. The reason crime is better is because Cash put, about 5 months ago, a whole team of FBI people there to get ready for when we go in, and they've lowered it a little bit, you know, like 20-25%, which isn't good enough, but it's a good start. But that was only put there because they're preparing for us to go in. And they've done, by the way, they've done a good job. So then Pritzker gets up, we've lowered crime 25%. It's because the FBI was there. So, no, if any city we think is going to be even a little bit dangerous for the World Cup or for the Olympics, you know, where they have Olympic overthrow, right? But for the World Cup in particular, because they're playing in so many cities, we won't allow it to go to, we'll move it around a little bit. But I hope that's not going to happen. Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or dsw.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, that's the president of the Oval Office. A lot going on there and answering a lot of questions. We also had a press conference earlier today regarding the shooting at the ICE facility. So it's a busy, busy day. This is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where I would love for you to join us for our Halloween show on October 31st. Halloween is a great time to be in Cape May, and there are real wonderful specials right now if you do your fall getaway at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So join us for that, and you'll have a great time in Cape May because it's a beautiful, beautiful place to be. It really is. It's a fantastic time, and the Grand Hotel of Cape May with that heated indoor pool, the kids love it. You'll love it too. All right, so we got a bunch of other things to get to as we continue along the show here today. If you're just joining us, though, they had this press conference earlier today regarding the shooter at ICE. Here's a big takeaway. He hated ICE agents. He wanted to kill ICE agents. He wanted to kill as many ICE agents as he possibly could. He was deranged. He left these notes, and the notes clearly show that he wanted to take out ICE agents. We played a couple of clips earlier. We'll grab a couple more for you from the press conference today. And also, too, in addition, the big story out of New Jersey is that Mikey Sherrill is now the Democrat candidate for governor of New Jersey. Her campaign is in a really, really, really bad place as a story comes out that she did not walk with her graduating class at her graduation at the United States Naval Academy because she was involved in this big cheating scandal. Now, we don't know to what extent, but all that is coming out right now as we continue along here on the show. So it's been a very big day. Jack Cittarelli will be on the show tomorrow, like I mentioned. So I'm excited to talk to Jack. I'm excited that we'll be able to get his reaction to the brand new poll that's out that shows that it's a dead heat. But by dead heat, that really means that Jack is up. Now, look, we got a long way to go. And I have seen this before in politics. You've seen this before, too. A candidate's up and then something changes. We don't know what we don't know. I say that all the time when it comes to politics. We don't know what we don't know. But what I do know is this. What I do know is that Jack has momentum right now as early voting is getting underway. Jack has momentum as early voting is getting underway. That's a very big deal. And I also know that Mikey Sherrill's campaign, because of her comments on Charlie Kirk and ICE agents, they're just motivating Republican voters. I think Charlie Kirk's assassination is motivating Republican voters. But there's something else, too, and this is a little bit insider baseball. So forgive me if it kind of sounds... In Jersey politics, when it comes to Democrats, they've always gone with somebody that they can control. They being the power brokers in Democrat politics. They don't like outsiders. They really don't. They don't like people who are independent. They want to be able to control these people, and they want to be able to control them with the strings. And so if you're a guy who comes out of nowhere like His Royal Ruggedness King Philip the Unaccountable, and you're from Goldman Sachs, and you get in as governor, and you start going after very powerful political power brokers from South Jersey, for example, you find out that all of a sudden you can't get anything done in Trenton. If you're John Corzine and you come in, you made all this money in Goldman Sachs and you're an outsider and you come in and you don't play ball, you find you're a one-term governor and That's that. Now, in the case of his royal rungus, King Philip the Unaccountable, he almost lost re-election, but 400,000 Republicans stayed home because the polls incorrectly showed Murphy with a double-digit lead. The Democrat Party bosses are not thrilled that Mikey Sherrill is the candidate because she's made it very clear she's not going to work with them, she's not going to listen to them, and this is Jersey, and that's not how that works. She's also made it clear that this is a stop along the way in her ascension to power. And she will use this, like many other people have used the New Jersey governorship, as a place to run for higher office, or at least their ambitions get set on that. Doesn't work out for them, but their ambitions right away. And it's not out of the realm of possibility that she's a candidate in 2028 if she wins this election in 2025. Like we have said on this program many times before, had Chris Christie run against Mitt Romney, or I should say if Chris Christie had run in the race that ultimately Mitt Romney was the Republican nominee against Barack Obama, Chris Christie had a very good chance of winning. Had a very good chance of becoming the Republican nominee for president and then beating Barack Obama. That was 2012. That was before Bridgegate. That was before he was caught on the beach chair. That was before a lot of things. Your time in politics is your time in politics. And when it passes, it passes. And you got to accept that in life. Timing's everything in life. It is the way it is. So Mikey Sherrill would look at 2028 as probably seeing her opportunity to run and think, yeah, you know what? This is my time. This is where I got to be. I got to run. They know that. And they don't like that. Because they want someone who's going to play ball and enrich them and make them happy and all these other things. If the party bosses are not excited about their candidate, then they'll just stay home. They'll keep their people home. They won't activate their organizations because they'd rather just try to get it back in 4 years. Or they'd rather then see if they can work with the Republican governor. And we watched this happen in 2009 with Chris Christie when the power bosses kept the organization home and he beat John Corzine. So there's a lot of parallels to that are happening right now. And again, I know that's kind of insider baseball, but it's an important note, which is that where you've got this incredible Republican enthusiasm, you got everybody excited and all these people are working really, really hard. You don't have that on the Democrat side. And whatever enthusiasm is there is this anti-Trump enthusiasm. But anti-Trump enthusiasm does not get you over the finish line. Anti-Trump enthusiasm is not enough. And it's just not enough. You need more. People like to vote for something, not against something. I believe that is one of the axioms of politics. So the message being vote for me to send a message that Donald Trump is not welcome in New Jersey doesn't get people off the couch. I mean, the rabid crazy, like diehards. Yeah, but they're voting anyway. So, and then earlier today, the United States Attorney for the Northern District of Texas had a press briefing, Nancy Larson. We will talk about that as the show goes on today, too. Hillary Clinton is also blasting white men. Shocking. I know we're all shocked by that. And we have now, and this is pretty amazing. A fat activist, saying that Ozempic is genocide. So we'll get into that. Genocide, the G word, it might be a little, you know. But as far as liberal women and Tylenol losing their minds, let's cue up cut 26 if we could here. This is a woman now posting a video on Tylenol, losing her freaking mind. And this is not a parody, unlike the one we played yesterday on the show. So if you remember, Tylenol back in 2017 posted a tweet saying pregnant women should not use our products. Don't use our product when you're pregnant. I don't know if they said pregnant people or not, but don't use our products when you're pregnant. So the makers of Tylenol, who make Tylenol, said that back in 2017. Now, the Trump administration comes out and says that now, and liberal women are losing their freaking minds. So here's cut 26. This was posted from, it was originally on TikTok, made its way over to X. Here we go.
if you guys want to take away abortion rights, if you want to tell us that we can't take painkillers while pregnant because it causes autism, if you want to take all this away, take away my right to work. Take away my right to have a job. I don't want to work. I don't want to work. Okay? I don't care about women's suffrage, frankly, after everything else. Okay, I don't mean it like that. You guys get what I'm saying. If you're going to take away anything, take away my right to work. I will gladly sit at home and make a sandwich if it means I don't have to go outside in this public hellhole every single day where everyone's a psycho MAGA. I can't take this anymore. You're telling me that pregnant women can't take over-the-counter painkillers? How does that make sense?
You know, it actually could be a good parody if that was a parody, it could have been pretty good, too. But it's clearly not. She's just really, really angry. And I don't think it was all painkillers. I think it was Tylenol, but I don't know. I mean, maybe not. So Tylenol said not to use Tylenol in 2017 when you're pregnant. And Tylenol said don't use Tylenol. And the makers of Tylenol said don't use Tylenol if you're pregnant. So it's like if I made something and I said don't use it if you're pregnant, and then like 10 years later, somebody who you really hate came out and said, don't use that thing that guy who made the product said to not use when you're pregnant. And you just lost your freaking mind because you just hate that person so much. Kind of like that. But I made it and I'm saying not to use it. And you're like, that's fine. I won't use it. But if that guy tells me not to use it, then I'm going to lose my blank. That's what we have going on in America right now. And it's a little bit strange. But hey, listen, at least they're not trying to engage in reasonable conversation. Dr. Marty Makary, this is Cut 15, the Food and Drug Administrator on C-SPAN. He is now, they're going to approve a new drug for the treatment of autism. And this is good because why not? I mean, I know that there are a lot of people out there who like to believe that this administration is anti-pharma and they just hate big pharma, and then it's not the case. And, you know, like I've said, big pharma's done a lot of good. They've done a lot of bad. It's a complicated issue. We've shown both sides on this program, I believe, on both things. But things can be true at the same time. Big pharma can be greedy as hell and also make good products, because sometimes greed motivates people to make good products. And Big Pharma did warn people in 2017 not to use Tylenol if you're pregnant. That was said by the people that make Tylenol. Anyway, here's Cut 15.
I'm sure that Jimmy Kimmel was back on the air last night, and to the extent that he's not back on the air, it's because he's not funny and has terrible ratings. This is not a federal government problem. This is... And, Ken, I want to answer your question in good faith. What people will say is, well, you know, didn't the FCC commissioner put a tweet out that said something?
I'm sorry,
bad?
Sean. You know what? That's my bad. I gave you the wrong. Sean, I'm sorry. Sean, that's not the right one. It says 15 on mine, Dr. Marty Makary, but I don't. Is it 15 on yours?
Yeah, I've got it if you want to hear it.
Okay, go ahead.
This is, I think, the most exciting part of the announcement that got left out of a lot of the coverage is that the FDA announced we are going to approve a drug called leucovorin for the treatment of autism, and it may help 50 to 60% of kids with autism. What we have learned about autism in our research since we were charged with identifying a cause or the causes of autism is that one of the causes is that the receptor on the blood-brain barrier that allows folate to be transported into the brain is blocked by an antibody. In other words, autism may be an autoimmune disease for some kids, and you can test for that antibody. So the autoimmune reaction blocks the receptor of folate, starving the brain of this critical vitamin. And folate, the drug that we are going to approve, bypasses that blocked receptor, and studies have shown that up to two-thirds of kids with a folate deficiency will see an improvement in their autistic symptoms. That's exciting news.
Exciting news indeed. Progress, it's a good thing, and I think it's great. Look, I'm not anti-pharma. I think, as I mentioned, pharma's done a lot of good. Pharma's done a lot of bad. You know what I am anti? I'm anti the government blocking pharmaceutical commercials from television because they have a First Amendment right to sell their product. I know a lot of people disagree with me on that point, but it is a First Amendment right to sell your product. You have a First Amendment right to sell your product. You do. You have a First Amendment right to sell your product. Like, for example, Bob's Little Sports Shop, which advertises on the show, they have a First Amendment right to sell their product. So I will never, ever be in that camp that says we should not have pharmaceutical ads on television and radio. Never. 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 Never, never, never. Because, again, it's the, well, we do that. What else are we going to ban private companies from being able to advertise with their businesses? Like, I had this debate the other night with somebody about, I think it was, oh, I know what it was. He wanted to ban algorithms, which I know sounds kind of crazy, but as we're talking about TikTok and the TikTok sale and just don't have an algorithm. So there's no way to target messages towards people. And I said, well, that's crazy because if I create an algorithm, and or if I'm a business owner and I'm paying money for a social media company, and this is kind of what Trump was talking about earlier with the TikTok algorithm, I'm paying money to TikTok so that I can reach people who are interested in my product. So in the case of my buddy who that I was talking with, he's a surfer. He looks at surfboards. He gets information that's sent to him that is appealing to him, but also people are reaching him because he might buy a surfboard from them. He might buy their surfing gear, whatever it is. You know what I mean? And that's the beautiful thing about business in the marketplace. If the government comes along and bans that, well, then the government now is taking away the First Amendment right of those companies to be able to advertise their product. And for my First Amendment right to be able to see the products that are out there and stories relative to it and all kinds of things. I have a right to know about new drugs. I have a right. As a person, this is my body, my choice. I have a right to know about a new groundbreaking treatment for whatever. I have a right to know that. And so, and then if you go down this rabbit hole of banning advertising, and remember the tobacco advertising, they agreed on that as part of that big class action lawsuit with Big Tobacco. So, because I know you're going to jump to cigarettes, but people advertise, there's still lots of advertisements for nicotine related products just in different in different ways. But the point is that why not then ban guns? Why not ban Bob's Little Sports Shop from being able to advertise? Well, they don't do it in Europe. I don't give a damn what Europe does. I can care less. This is America. This is the United States of America. Now, if you want to make sure that they list all the side effects, okay, that's understandable. I don't think it really matters, though, because they kind of do that now. I mean, my son's made that observation before. You see happy people dancing and smiling and laughing, but then, you know, this morning, this may cause you to poop your pants or kill yourself or whatever it is. Not lost on anybody that happens. They have all that. But to ban advertising is ridiculous. I have a right to know about a product. I do. I have a right. I'm not a doctor. I can't prescribe it to myself, but I have a right to ask about it. I have a right to go to a doctor and say, hey, I saw this advertisement for a drug. I think it might help me. Now, it's up to the doctor if he thinks or she thinks that it will. That's the benefit of having a medical license. But I certainly have a right to know about it, and I shouldn't have to read a medical journal. And the people that make that drug have a right to try to reach me as a consumer. And that's where people go, no, they don't. They only have a right to reach doctors. What? Why? Because I don't have a prestigious medical degree, I don't have the right to know about a drug. Now, again, I can't prescribe it to myself, but I have a right to know about it. and they have a right to tell me about it. They can't sell it to me directly, but they certainly have a right to tell me about it. And it's up to the doctors. So if you think something's overprescribed, it's not the commercial's fault, it's the doctor's fault. Commercials can't prescribe medication. People watching a commercial can't get medication from watching a commercial. You have to go to a physician who has to prescribe it to you. That's just the reality. So if a particular drug is being overprescribed, then that's because the doctors are overprescribing it, not because there's too many television commercials for that. And TV commercials can't write scripts. Doctors can. And some will write you anything you want if you got a little, you know what I mean, a little cheddar cheese, a little, you know, a little of this, a little of that. I'm just saying, you know, throwing it out there. But anyway, speaking of Bob's Little Sports Shop, I'm very proud of the fact that I get to advertise them. I'm very proud of the fact that they have the First Amendment right to advertise on this show. And I'm very proud of the fact they work to protect our Second Amendment rights every single day. Bob's is not only a place with an incredible selection of firearms. Bob's is also a place that is dedicated to helping you become a ready and responsible gun owner. With classes and NRA-certified trainers and range safety counselors, they are ready to go. And this tomorrow, no, Saturday, I'm sorry, Saturday, I'm getting ahead of myself, thinking it's Friday already. Saturday, the 27th, is their Guys and Gals co-ed shooting event. That's right. All you got to do is go to bobslittlesportshop.com, get all the details, and see exactly why you should sign up for this event and have a lot of shooting range fun. Plus, Bob's can also host an event for you. So instead of the same old events, try something different. How about a bachelorette party at a shooting range, ladies? Yeah, you know you want to shoot off some of that tension. Well, you can do that at Bob's. There's no alcohol or drugs permitted on premises, obviously. But they can do bachelor parties, bachelorette parties. They can do corporate events. A lot of things. Just reach out to them for all the details. And Bob's has both men and women certified instructors. So if you are a lady and you're more comfortable working with a female instructor, that's great. They've got that too. Classes on gun cleaning, taking care of your gun, making sure it's nice and clean, ready to go and ready to use, storage, safety, all of it. It's all there for you at bobslittlesportshop.com. They're right on Delsey Drive in Glassboro, New Jersey. You've probably driven by the exit for that a million times, whether you're coming back when you're coming back from the shore. So it's really easy to get to. And it's been a family-owned sports shop for 60 years in Commie, New Jersey. They're doing something right. And I'm so proud of the fact that they advertise on this show. Deeply honored when they finally decided to sponsor this show, because I still remember Bob's poems. You know, freedom is not free. And they were great. I loved them. So I'm really happy that I can use this platform to help them, because they're a great family and a great, great store. Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com. Tomorrow is the co-ed Saturday. I keep doing this. I think it's Friday. I'm going to be here tomorrow. Saturday is the co-ed shooting event. Saturday, September 27th. Go to Bob'sLittleSportsShop.com for all the details. This ad sponsored by Bob's Little Sports Shop.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour on the Rich Cioli Show. To you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center. GrandHotelCapeMay.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
It's been a busy day today. There's a lot of breaking news, and I am happy that you're here. Glad you're here today. It's great to have you. We have a lot going on the show. I mean, we're going to be live in North Wildwood for our big rally for Jack Cittirelli. Today's been a great day for the Cittirelli campaign, I can tell you that, and a really, really bad day. Really, really bad day for the Kamala Harris of the East Coast, as Matt Rooney calls her, Mikey Sherrill, because this whole story about the Naval Academy is just blowing up. New York Post, it's blowing up everywhere. And yeah, Democrats, I think they are aware of how in trouble they are. But what I was saying earlier is very true. You cannot take any of this for granted. You just can't. You've got a long way to go between now and November. And who knows? I mean, who knows? But there's a story about Keith Olbermann needs serious help. His ex-colleagues warn that he's losing it. I think that ship already sailed. Losing it? No, I think we're going to go past tense on that. That whack job lost it a long time ago. Keith Olbermann? That guy's crazy. I'm just saying. That guy's crazy. He's just... oof. But no, there's a story about this. And now some of the people that are his ex-colleagues from ESPN think Keith might be hurting on the inside. It's possible the whole thing is just a giant act for him, but I don't think so. I think he's really hurting on the inside. I think he's really deep down inside, just a really miserable SOB. You know what I mean? Just a really, really miserable guy on the inside. And you know, probably a lot of it is too, is that you watch as there's people honoring Charlie Kirk, and you come out there and you trash Charlie Kirk, and all you get is just people hating on you. But to live with that kind of negativity every day of your life, I don't know, man. I think it's got to get to you, right? It has to get to you. This is what we know about this ICE shooter. The same thing. This guy was obsessed with taking out ICE agents. Obsessed with it. All these people who have these negative thoughts that every day lead their lives, and every day it's more negativity every day. I don't know. People reach breaking points. It's a real thing in life. It really is. And to be constantly surrounded by negativity, you know, I'm just saying, to be constantly surrounded by negativity, it definitely has a toll on somebody. I've had people who've sent me notes over the years who are saying that they had to take breaks from the show and the news cycle, not me in per se, but just the news cycle in general. I get it. I totally do. I understand. Sometimes I want to take a break from it. Let's cue up cut number six. A reporter asked President Trump, can you tell us where the left, like where's all this violence coming from, this left-wing violence? And remember yesterday, I shared with you a story from The Atlantic about the rise in left-wing violence. And even they have to acknowledge, they don't want to acknowledge, but they have to acknowledge that, yes, there is an absolute rise in left-wing violence in the United States of America right now. So this is cut number six.
Who do you hold responsible for the uptick in left-wing violence in the country?
Radical left rhetoric. The radical left is causing the problem. They're out of control. They're saying things. And they're really dumb people. I mean, I look at Crockett. I look at some of these people. They're very low IQ people, actually. But the radical left is causing this problem. Not the right, the radical left. And it's going to get worse, and ultimately it's going to go back on them. I mean, bad things happen when they play these games. And I'll give you a little clue. The right is a lot tougher than the left. But the right's not doing this. They're not doing it. And they better not get them energized, because it won't be good for the left. And I don't want to see that happen either. I'm the president of all the people. But the radical left is causing this. The radical left Democrats are causing this problem, and it gets worse, and it'll be a point where other people won't take it anymore, and that will not be good for the radical left, and we don't want that.
Well, it would not be good. Now, I also know that in addition to crazy people saying crazy, crazy things all the time, who are members of Congress and using the Gestapo and SS and all these other things, I also know Kamala Harris's book tour is not going well. Not going well at all. It's not good. And credit to our buddy Mike Opelka, Stunt Brain, who, you know what? He slowed down the book to make Kamala Harris sound drunk. And it's very funny. If you haven't seen it, it's on X. Very funny. And then it was retweeted. Because he did it on Kale and Company by Juanita Broderick. So now it's racked up like a million views. So good for him. That's great. But when you do slow down the audiobook, it does make you sound drunk. I just would never have thought in a million years to download and listen to the audiobook of Kamala Harris. That's why his mind is very disturbed. No doubt about that. Very, very disturbed indeed. No question about it. But, you know, good for him for having his viral moment in the sun. I'm happy for him personally. I really am. I am. And Kamala, well, you know, Kamala Harris is blaming Biden and the Democrats and everybody but herself at this point. Everybody but herself, as you know. Why is she not blaming alcohol and drugs? Well, maybe because people who have problems never really blame the chemical substance. Is that possible? It's like, well, I could blame alcohol and drugs, or maybe I just blame other people, except for the fact that I'm constantly drunk. Now, Keith Olbermann needs serious mental health. That's what his ex-colleagues were saying. They're saying right now, former MSNBC and ESPN personality, who has an independent podcast, now had to apologize to Scott Jennings of CNN after he reposted a tweet and tagged the FBI on Monday. We thought for many years that he was losing it, and I say this honestly and out of concern for another human being, said Sage Steele, former ESPN anchor who previously worked with Olbermann at her network. She now hosts the Sage Steele Show on YouTube. I think anyone who posts such hate and does it often, and the language he uses, there's something there that's something that's not right. He had posted on X to Scott Jennings, "You're next, mother effer, but keep mugging for the camera." Sage Steele says he needs some serious help. It's actually heartbreaking to see, especially for those of us who grew up watching him. This, by the way, is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, Veneria Dental. 12 years in a row being considered the best dentist in the area among his peers. That's right. The master of dental implants himself. My family's dentist, discovered by Mama Zioli for our family. Go see Dr. Mike Veneria today and get that smile you deserve. VeneriaDental.com. He needs some serious help. It's actually heartbreaking to see, especially for those of us who grew up watching him. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you watched back in the day when he hosted SportsCenter, he was very funny. But and he also looks like death. I mean, he does. He looks like pure death and Crypt Keeper and oof. Former champion swimmer Riley Gaines, a favorite target of Oberman's due to her advocacy for women's sports, called him a senile old man in an interview with podcast host Joe Rogan. Oberman has referred to Gaines as a nasty, stupid transphobe for her activism. Those who have worked directly with Keith Oberman say the unhinged rants have been going on for years. He's been fired from just about every job he's had, said Gene Sage, an agent who repped Oberman for 30 years. He's immensely talented, but people either hated him or loved him, and he always wanted to burn down the house every time. Yeah, he's nuts. I mean, to always be at the pinnacle of something and then to lose it all the time is just crazy. He's also obsessed with finding homes for abandoned dogs and spends $1,000 a week to help dogs, but he refused to come to ESPN studios in Bristol, Connecticut to record unless someone could take care of his dogs. And the post, there were people, I mean, just reading some of this. I bumped into Oberman a few times back in the day before the first time he was fired by ESPN, claimed a social media user. He was fired from ESPN in 1997. But it was brought back then. In 2015, the network refused to renew his contract. He returned in 2018, then left in 2020. In the interim, he left at MSNBC, but left in 2011 following clashes with management. He had been suspended from the network a year earlier for donating to Democratic candidates, a violation of the network's ethics policies. He's basically, and here's the part that you know the guy's a bad guy. So you want to know the tell that he's a bad guy? How he treats waitstaff. I'm a big believer in this in life. How you treat waitstaff says a lot about your character. So this guy says, I'm a frequent diner at the White Birch Inn, which is right next to ESPN before they bought all the surrounding land for their expansion and tore it down. He would treat the staff horribly. One time bringing a young woman to tears in front of all the other diners, raising his voice so everyone could hear him berate the girl. At one point, even calling her stupid because his food wasn't ready the very second he entered the building. He's always been a jerk. In my mind, right there, that's all you need. That's enough. That's enough to tell you everything you need to know about Keith Oberman being a freaking nut. Absolutely. All right, quick break right here. We'll come right back, and we will continue with our fourth and final hour. I want to tell you about Emmons Roofing and Siding, my great friends at Emmons. I'm so happy with the work they've done for my home and all the great homes in the area. They serve Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Delaware, and the Jersey Shore. And guess what? 10% off discount for you. That's right, as my loyal listener, 10% off. Emmons is the absolute best. You're going to get great people dedicated to making you happy and dedicated to doing the job right the first time. How many people out there will take your money and then just disappear? A lot of those contractors will. And then you have the other problem sometimes, which is you have these contractors who start a project and then they don't finish because they get a better offer. Emmons is known for getting the job done right, on time, and on budget. So please, reach out to them today. Winter's coming. Now, they will never tell you you need a new roof unless you do. But if you do, you'll get the Owens Corning shingle, the best in the business, because Emmons is platinum contractor certified. That's right. They have that platinum certification, which means that they are the Owens Corning masters. So you'll get a lifetime warranty on that roof. And in addition to that, too, your home's going to look better. Your home will have more protection and peace of mind. It's going to have more curb appeal. And all those things matter. They even have a kitchen and bathroom remodeling division. And yes, Emmons remodeled the kitchen and bathroom in my old home. So reach out to them today. They're now going to look at the kids' bathroom for us to remodel that and bring it up to 21st century standards. Yes. EmmonsRoofing.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.